Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Jennifer Davison.
It says in Matthew 2 that when Herod heard that Jesus had been born, he assembled all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, and he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And these religious leaders, they answered him, and they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet." We read that in scripture Jesus rebukes and calls out the scribes and the religious leaders, and at one point he even describes their religion as being empty. You see, they had intellectual knowledge, they had academic knowledge, they had so much emphasis on the word that they missed the spirit. They missed the significance of why Jesus came into the world. Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Jesus himself says in John 12, "I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark." It's not just about being able to recite doctrinal truths. He came so that we could know God. He has paved the way for you to encounter the glory of the Father. And I want to challenge you to look beyond the Christmas story. It's more than just a nice little story that we retell this time of year. It's an invitation to encounter Him. And you don't have to feel festive or to be filled with the joy of the season to encounter Jesus. He came into the world. Jesus came into your world to meet you where you are. And whether you're in a season of disappointment, of exhaustion, or loneliness, He came to meet you exactly where you are right now.